Welcome to Focus on the Delaware Valley. I'm Laura Lewis, and with us we have the executive editor of Delaware Today magazine, Mark Nardone. We also have from Boys and Girls Clubs of Delaware, we have Heather Pletcher, the executive administrative assistant there, and Mary Fox, the executive director of Big Brothers Big Sisters of Delaware. Hi, y'all.
Hi, Laura.
Hi.
The reason we're here, obviously, is we're going to be talking about the big event that comes up. It's your annual Best of Delaware, and this year it will be Thursday, August 2nd, at the Chase Center on the riverfront. But let's back it up first and talk a little bit about how's things at Delaware Today today.
Delaware Today is just great. Thank you.
Well, tell us a little bit about the magazine.
Sure. We have been around since 1962. We're one of the oldest city regional magazines in the country, if you can believe that. We reach about 100, 120,000 readers a month, I believe, which is pretty good in a small state like Delaware. We consider ourselves to be the lifestyle authority of Delaware. So we want to be the place that you go for information about news, dining, shopping, style, what's going on, who's who, and that sort of thing. And among the many things we do every year is the Big Best of Delaware.
Okay. So what are some of the stories you've been working on, or what's coming up in the magazine?
What's coming up? Boy, you had to ask. We always follow up the July issue with a dining guide in August. And this year it's great. It's going to be great. It's about relaxed and casual dining, places where you can go get really great meals, but really casual atmosphere, or casual restaurants where you can get really sort of uptown food. So that's a lot of fun. We have done stories just recently about spacesuits that have been manufactured in Delaware to break skydiving records, 136,000 feet plus. So we do a little bit of everything, and we try to have some fun.
Did you get to actually try one of those suits on?
No, I have jumped out of an airplane on Delaware Today's behalf in the past, but no, I did not try the spacesuit.
How long have you been with the magazine?
22 years.
22 years. Wow. Wow. I bet you've covered some great stories over the years.
We have had a lot of fun. We try to do some issue-oriented type reporting. When it comes to addressing things like violence in Wilmington, dispel some of the myths about that. We take a look at politics on occasion. And of course, as I say, the who's who, we'd like to have sort of a Vanity Fair style fascination with the people who make the state go.
And it's a fascinating state. I mean, this state it has everything from the richest of the rich to some of the poorest. You have beach, you have cities, you've got it all.
We do. Delaware is a remarkable little place, and it's interesting to me that so many people who live here now come from outside of Delaware, and they're surprised to find what they do here. We have an amazing cultural scene. We have amazing symphonies, opera companies, theater companies. We have great museums. I mean, really remarkable museums considering the size of the state. We have an amazing legal community. We, of course, are the financial center of the country. So, you know, I think we who were born and raised here take that for granted sometimes, but it really is a remarkable little place.
I'm always amazed by the history, too, that has been well-preserved. And again, all the leisure activities here. And so Delaware Today tries to keep a little balance there.
Yeah, we'd like to let people know what's going on and what affects their leisure time, actually. You know, we do a beach guide a couple times a year because so many of us are big beach lovers. There is a calendar of events every month, so we can tell people where to go, what to do. And again, you know, July, we have an amazing Shakespeare Festival at Rockwood Park, sort of our own little Shakespeare in the Park thing that it's been growing and growing and growing, but it is professional caliber. It is professional theater, and it's world class.
And is that the theme of July, summer events? Or
summer? Well, no, the theme of July is Best of Delaware every July.
Jeez, I can't believe I just said that.
And we have a lot of fun with that. But we do have a story about Delaware Shakespeare Company, and I think in the July issue, and I think the neat thing about that is not only is it a cultural opportunity, but it is also an enrichment opportunity for people who might not otherwise have it. They take acting workshops into correctional institutions, senior centers, detention homes for kids, and really try to help people through the arts.
And, of course, that's in the issue that's on the newsstands right now.
There is a story about that, yes.
Yeah, and then next month will be the restaurant guide.
The big dining guide.
You've got some great new restaurants coming. Some celebrity chefs are about to open down here, aren't they?
We do. Chef Rock is opening in Wilmington soon. I don't know exactly when. One of our greatest brew pubs, Iron Hill, Brewery and Restaurant, which is a perennial Best of Delaware winner, just opened a place at the beach in May. There are a couple of neat places coming downtown, Margot, a new place called The Farmer and the Chef, Stitch House Brewery, also a Best of Delaware winner this year. So there is no shortage of action on the dining scene.
So I know that you have to be looking forward to July, because do you sample a lot of this as you're getting ready, or do you get to go out and actually taste at the restaurants as like when you're doing the dining guide, for example?
Unfair question. I mean, we all get out and we all move in our circles. We all have our favorite places, and we all try to get out and explore as much as we can in our own time. I double as the dining critic, so I'm already familiar with a lot of the places.
You don't put on a funny mustache and
No. I've been tempted, but nobody really recognizes me that easily yet, so that's good. But we're well acquainted, and so I'd like to think that we are authoritative when it comes to these things, you know, and helping the readers enjoy their lives here.
Okay, and of course, part of it is we're going to get into that. Amazing organizations in this state.
Yes.
But so let's get into the Best of, because that's on the newsstands now. How do you compile this, and how many years have you been doing a Best of?
We have been doing a Best of, I want to say, 35 years. We started in the early to mid-80s. Couldn't tell you exactly when. And like many city regional magazines, we're surveying the best of our area. We started having the party. This will be our 30th, so that means 1989. Somebody has to help me out with the math. But it's one of those things, and it's a signature event for the magazine. It is a signature editorial project. We know it's something that people look forward to, and very early on recognize the opportunity to do some good for some important organizations with the proceeds from the party.
Oh, that's a great part of it. What should we start with, the categories or how you determine the winners?
We have most of the winners are determined by a vote of the readership. We have put a ballot in the magazine every February for years. We finally got in the 21st century and cut the cord on that this year so that all voting was done online. And we did it a little bit differently this year. We asked people to nominate their favorite places. We looked through the nominations. We took the biggest, the most nominated places and put them on sort of a finalist ballot. And for about 5 weeks over the course of February into early March, people could vote from a selection of great restaurants and places to drink and shop. That's part one of it. That's the reader's choice. We got about 33,000 individual votes. You know, I can't tell you how many people, but you know, that's X number of people filling out 25, 30 categories. And then we do the editor's picks too. The readers definitely have their taste. The editors, we have places that we think people should know about that are really great places. So we sit down every year and we start debating those. Mm-hmm. And in the end, you get the big list of about 350 winners.
Mm-hmm. And so now what are the categories?
A lot of them are sort of very common categories, places like best brew pub, best restaurant in the state, best chef. We do a best restaurant in every town, whether you live in Rehoboth, Dover, Milford, Wilmington. We do best cafes, best bistros, best, gosh, I don't know. I think we have done best chicken wings, best pizza, of course, is a biggie. And then we have all the retail and shopping categories. People can vote for their favorite radio personalities. They can vote for their favorite boutiques, places to buy evening wear. Mm-hmm. For women, or business wear for women, casual wear for men, kids stuff. Boy, what I forget.
The best taxidermist.
Best taxidermist. We'll put that one on the ballot next year.
You know, don't let me nominate.
Yeah.
So do they get advance warning before it's published, or, you know, so they can do their whoop before?
We do. We let everybody know. I mean, of course, there is a big party planned around this. So even though that does not influence who wins in the end, as soon as we know who the Best of Delaware winners are, we do let them know. They like to brag about that to their clientele, and we like them to do that. And of course, we'd like to build a lot of buzz for the party, because the more successful the party, the more good we can do for the beneficiaries.
I love it when I go into a restaurant and you see framed best of, and they're lined up, mm-hmm. because it's something to be really proud of.
It is. And people take that seriously. And, you know, the restaurants, all the places, the hair salons, they get very competitive about that and work hard to make that list.
Okay. So then now let's get into the party itself. So who will be at the party?
Wow. We have a lot of great attendees this year. You know, we generally have about 85 to 90 vendors. Most of them are restaurants. We have great breweries like Revelation Craft Brewing. We have great little bakeries like Market Street Bakery, Brewhaha Coffee Shops. Always, a perennial winner. We're always glad to see them there. Cantwell's Tavern, Cajun Kate's for fans of Cajun and Creole food. Classic places like Walter's Steakhouse, Buckley's Tavern. Fun places at the beach like Bethany Blues. We have a few, very few, out-of-state winners. Places that we know Delawareans go to, like the Wellwood, which is a great little crab shack down in, I shouldn't say crab shack, it's not a crab shack, but it's a great place to eat crabs down in Charlestown, Maryland.
Why do I have a feeling that that was one of your picks?
I love crabs.
Okay. So this, well, it's really regional, and it just happens to be like dead center in Delaware and all that. So when somebody gets a ticket and they arrive, what happens? How does this
thing
work?
You will walk into the Chase Center. You will be greeted by music of some kind. It may be a little jazz outfit. It may be a classic rock band. But as you register, there's entertainment right off the bat. All our sponsors will be out in the main room. You can visit all those. We actually have a passport program where you can win a free trip. If you have your passport stamped by all the sponsors, and then you hit the big room, and I don't know what it's called, in the Chase Center, where most of the vendors are. Jelly Roll, the band, is playing all night. They're fabulous. You know, they always they know how to party. Mm-hmm. And then there is table after table after table of great things to eat: sushi, crab cakes, beef, burgers, Capriati subs, Grotto Pizza, terrific things like that. All our favorites and then some.
And is that included in the ticket?
That is included in the ticket price.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then there will be beverages?
There are beverages. Some of the breweries will be there with their mm-hmm. beers. Some of the distributors with other wines and spirits.
So, and what time does all of this start?
This all starts at 5 o'clock if you buy the VIP pass, which is a good deal. You'll have the place for an hour. You can blitz all the food table and eat like crazy before the crowds descend, and then at 6 o'clock, general admission begins, and it's a lot of fun, big free for all for about the next 3 hours.
And over the course of those 3 hours, of course, this does have beneficiaries out of this. So is that how this was all wrapped around and kind of thought of, or how did you rope in, and how did you choose your recipients this year?
Well, we started off with an organization quite a few years ago, and we were together for a long time as partners in the party. A few years ago, we made the decision that we were going to broaden, and there were other organizations that needed help, needed recognition, needed a little bit of money. We made a very conscious decision to focus on young people, mm-hmm. organizations that help young people, and so our beneficiaries ever since, and I'm going to say that's been the past 10 or 12 years. And then Big Brothers Big Sisters for quite a while now, and I don't know how many years exactly, and the Boys and Girls Clubs too for the past few years, and we're very happy to be able to help.
And now let's go into how do we get tickets to this? And can I walk up that night as well?
Sure, you can walk up to the door and buy tickets there. We love it if people buy in advance. And you can go to bestofde.com or you can look on the DelawareToday.com website. Either way, you can buy tickets there. We have special discounts if you want to buy in advance. And we'll hear a little bit more about that in a bit, I think. And
why don't you tell us right now, how do you do this? Now, the best, you go on there, and when you are doing your ticket, when you're buying it online,
sure.
you have a code for Big Brothers or for Boys and Girls Clubs.
Yes, absolutely. And you can choose an organization to support if you'd like, or just use their discount code. If you prefer the Boys and Girls Clubs, it's BGCDE. Just type that into the window when you order your tickets, BGCDE. And for Big Brothers Big Sisters of Delaware, it is BBBSDE. BBBSDE.
And you get a $5 discount by doing that.
$5 off.
That's a nice chunk there. Yeah. Yeah. So, and is this 21 up?
It is 21 up.
21 up, so we can plan then to have a really great evening, mm-hmm. an adult evening out that starts early enough to really have fun and still get up the next morning.
Yeah, you're home and in bed in time to
mm-hmm. yeah, start thinking about
Friday night.
Yeah, start thinking about Friday night. So, of course, for more information about this, you can go to bestofde.com. That's bestofde.com. That's where you're going to find out how to buy your tickets. And again, you get a discount if you enter one of the two promo codes, one for the Boys and Girls Club or one for Big Brothers Big Sisters. And now that's what we're going to talk about. But first, I got to say that this is Focus on the Delaware Valley. I forgot to do my business here. And with us today, Mark Nardone, who is the executive editor of Delaware Today magazine. And again, the big event, Best of Delaware, is coming up on Thursday night, August the 2nd. VIP enter is at 5, 6 o'clock for the general rabble, but everybody's going to have a blast at the Chase Center on the riverfront. And for more information, go to bestofde.com for that. And now let's actually meet some of these groups, these great organizations. And let's start off, Heather, welcome.
Thank you.
My other guest today, Heather Fletcher, the Executive Administrative Assistant for Boys and Girls Club of Delaware, and Mary Fox, Executive Director of Big Brothers Big Sisters of Delaware. And we're going to start with you, Heather. Can you give me a little bit about what is the Boys and Girls Club of Delaware?
Great, yes. So the Boys and Girls Clubs of Delaware, our mission is to inspire and enable all young people, so tying in very well, especially those that need us the most, to reach their full potential as caring, young, and responsible citizens. So we do that through helping them achieve their great future. We provide a safe and fun place for them to go, not just before and after school, but all summer long. They have an engaging club experience, and we have caring professionals that help guide them along the way.
So these really are clubs.
Yes. So we have 44 locations in every type of community throughout the state of Delaware. And in 2017, we actually served over 37,000 children and teens in our programming, events, athletic leagues, and community initiatives.
So it really is a club that a kid, what are the age groups can come? Is it while you're in school?
So we serve ages 6 through 19.
6 through 19. Mm-hmm. And you do the club kind of activities that a kid would want to do. Maybe it's basketball, or maybe it's a chess club, or whatever they want to do at that clubhouse.
Yeah, so there's all types of programming. And of course, everyone always thinks of basketball. So we do have athletic leagues and all types of sports for these kids, as well as educational activities, reading programs. You know, the kids have the opportunity to have mentors and tutoring while they're at our clubs, as well as, you know, develop for some of the teens their character and their leadership skills or workforce development skills, and everything to even arts and crafts.
Well, how do kids get to go to a Boys and Girls Club? Is it just, I want to go?
Yes, so anyone, any kid, or any parent can sign their kid to be up as a member of our clubs. It's $15 a year to have a membership to be called a member of Boys and Girls Clubs of Delaware.
Wow, just $15, and you have resources like this.
Mm-hmm.
And the adult supervision?
There is. There mm-hmm. is adult supervision for every child, every group, every teen.
And it's a nice, safe place to go after school. And it's a place where you can be with your peers and mm-hmm. and do things.
For sure. Yeah. Anyone can come through those doors and be provided with a meal, whether it's a warm meal. Actually, last year we served 570,000 meals
wow.
to kids throughout the year. Unfortunately, for some of those children, that's the only meal they're provided with of the day.
Especially in the summer months, it's really important to be there. And do you do activities outside of the clubs? Do you go on field trips or go to schools or do other things?
Yes. So right now we're in full swing with our Summer Fun Club. So many of our clubs have kids and staff in them from 6 a.m. till 9 p.m. They do get to go on fun field trips. I think we're going to the beach about 10 times this year at Cape Henlopen State Park. They get to go to various water parks and zoos. Just there's a variety of field trips for them to choose to go to.
And then how are you funded?
So we are funded a lot by our donors, special events, and people like Best of our Delaware Today that allow us to be beneficiaries, which we're very appreciative of, government grants, and really just, you know, direct and indirect fundraising.
Now, your website is bgclubs.org. That's bgclubs.org. If I go there, do you have volunteer opportunities as well?
We do. So we have a volunteer coordinator for the state. So if you go on our website, you can find out how to get involved, how to donate, or there's there's even parent resources there for our kids and teens' parents to utilize.
And if I'm a business and I hear this, are you looking for in-kind? And obviously, you're always looking for dollars.
Yes, we do accept in-kind donations. Anything is appreciated, anything that we can use in any of our clubs. And if you just give us a call or go to our website, you can actually also email info@bgclubs.org, and all of your questions will be answered, whether that's a question about signing your child up or how you can get involved or what type of in-kind donations that we're looking for.
Okay, and of course, you're one of the beneficiaries of the Big Best of Delaware party, and enter your promo code BGCDE, Boys Girls Club DE, easy, BGCDE. And now let's turn things over to Mary Fox. She's the executive director of Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Delaware. And Mary, I think we all know, we kind of know what Big Brothers, Big Sisters. Do you want to give us a little description, though, of the programming?
Sure, Laura. Big Brothers, Big Sisters, everything we do is about mentoring for kids. So we serve kids throughout the state of Delaware, ages 6 through high school graduation. And what we do is primarily adult one-on-one mentors for kids who are the most vulnerable. So children who are in low-income situations, in single-parent families, who are struggling academically, or are living in communities that are facing high risks. We match them one-on-one with a volunteer, whether that's in school or after school or on the weekends, and they develop a relationship over the course of at least a year. And so they are having significant impact on the children one-on-one. And that's the core of what we do, and we do that in several different ways. I mean, we do that in public school settings. We right now are serving hundreds of children in the city of Wilmington through 6 different school partnerships. We do that through serving kids who are living at home with a single mom or a foster parent or a single grandparent, and a volunteer picks them up on a Saturday or a Sunday and takes them out. But the idea is, of course, to provide adult support, supervision, opportunities, access to opportunities that will help kids succeed, that will keep them out of trouble, that will help them to make good choices, and to help them ultimately graduate from high school and be prepared to be a productive citizen. That's our ultimate goal.
And I know that you are always trying to find responsible adults who have the time and the the time and the desire to help a kid to match with kids that are on your waiting list.
Exactly. We in 2017 we served over 1,200 children throughout the state of Delaware, but we had another 200 on a waiting list. The need is really immeasurable, because in for example, in the schools that we're in, they would love for us to serve the whole school population. So at any given time, we have 1,200 volunteers throughout the state who are mentoring, but we could use double that if we had the resources to do that. We always need volunteers, particularly men. That we have a lot of boys on a waiting list who are waiting for a male mentor. And, you know, in terms of time, we find that the people who do this are the busy ones. You know, people who are busy make time to do things that they believe are important. And I used to say to people that this was a really simple idea. It's about forming a friendship. And somebody said to me one time, you know, Mary, it's really not that simple to form a relationship. And I thought, you know, you're right. It is, and you have to put some time and some compassion into it. So I no longer say that. I don't think this is the easiest volunteer experience necessarily, but I do think it is by far one of the most beneficial and satisfactory experiences that you could have as a volunteer.
I was going to say, for the volunteer.
For the volunteer.
Yeah. I know we have that image that it's a child that's lost a mom or lost a dad, and this is someone who's stepping up in there, but these kids come from all different kinds of home situations. Maybe they've got grandparents, or they're just at risk, and they need a stable person to guide them or to talk with them.
Absolutely. I think if you think of today's society and the varying family situations, you know, we face a lot of challenges in today's society, and children particularly. And in families where there may be just one parent working hard to do everything, who doesn't need help? Every child can benefit from a mentor. So what we're trying to do is to serve the kids who need us the most. And what I like to say, too, is that every kid needs multiple cheerleaders in their lives. So, you know, a child who's living in a challenging situation or having trouble at school or may have faced losses in their life, they may have a really great mom or a really great grandmother. But that grandmom knows one is not enough. We need a whole team of people to support kids. So that's what we're trying to do.
And to become a volunteer, to find out more, to donate, et cetera, we go to your website, right?
Absolutely. BBBSDE.org.
BBBSDE.org for Big Brothers, Big Sisters, Delaware. BBBSDE.org. And when we go to your website, what will we find there?
You can see the different ways that you can volunteer, the different mentoring programs that we have, because we have several different options to choose from. If you are interested in signing up a child into our program, you can see that as well, and see what other kinds of fundraising opportunities we have and what kinds of events that we're involved with, like the Best of Delaware Party. We are thrilled to be a beneficiary of the Best of Delaware Party. Again, this is our fourth year straight, and you know, who wouldn't want to be associated with the Best of Delaware? So, you know, we're thrilled to be a beneficiary along with Boys and Girls Clubs. And in addition to the donation that comes from it, the opportunity, the exposure for all of these adults throughout the state to hear about our organizations, that is so valuable, because the party is such a great networking opportunity to see people and to talk to people that you may not have seen lately, or maybe you just saw them at the desk an hour earlier. But for us to be a part of that is an opportunity in other ways, not just financially.
And of course, if you, when you go to bestofde.com and you're buying your tickets, the discount code for Big Brothers, Big Sisters is BBBSDE. So we've got so many B's. You know what? We're going to just post those on the website. We'll do the link on the website there.
Perfect.
So just go to mix995wjbr.com and you're going to find them there. Now, let us turn it back now to Mark. And Mark, Mary just said something really interesting, that this is a great opportunity to network and to see everybody that that you know. This is a party for the state of Delaware and all the great people who make it one of those best places.
Yes, and the organizations we support, Big Brothers, Big Sisters, Boys and Girls Clubs, they are among, you know, we can't say enough about the important work that those philanthropies do across the state. I'd like to thank Delaware being who we are and what we are, we try to take care of each other. So we are thrilled to be able to help. We're thrilled that they can come be with us. We're thrilled that we are able to write a bit about them in the magazine every July to tell people about the organizations. And you can read more about them in August, too.
Okay, that's wonderful. So will there be a little recap or something of the party in that?
Yes. Well, there will be a sort of a guide to the party. And we like to tell people who we're helping, who they're helping, too.
Okay. And of course, if we pick up the July issue right now, then we're going to see who all the bests are. We're going to find out a little bit about Big Brothers, Big Sisters, and the Boys and Girls Clubs of Delaware in there as well. And we'll find out more about this great party that is coming up again. It is Thursday, August the 2nd at the Chase Center on the riverfront. And again, you can get two types of tickets. The VIP ticket that gets you in there an hour before everybody else. You can hit your favorite best of and snatch up as much as you can real quick. And then at 6 o'clock, the doors will open for everyone else. You buy your tickets at bestofde.com. And again, you get a discount if you just happen to choose Boys and Girls Club or you pick the Big Brothers, Big Sisters. There's a discount code BGCDE for the Boys and Girls Clubs, BBBSDE for Big Brothers, Big Sisters. And again, we're going to post that because there are too many letters there. So, final words. What would you like to say about Delaware today and the Best of Party?
Please come out. Have a great time. It is really an amazing party. If you've never been before, if you have been, you know what an amazing party is. And please come support the organizations, Big Brothers, Big Sisters, and Boys and Girls Club.
And how many people will we be seeing there?
About 2,000 of your closest friends. It's just an intimate gathering that we like to throw every year. So
it's your friends, your neighbors, your coworkers. It's everybody who's anybody, and you're going to meet everybody who's anybody because they are the best of Delaware, obviously. So again, that is the Best of Delaware party coming August the 2nd at the Chase Center on the riverfront. It's a Thursday night, starts early, three hours in. You're going to be the happiest camper in all of the state of Delaware. Get your tickets now at bestofde.com. And my guests today have been the executive editor of Delaware Today, Mark Nardone, and go to bestofde.com to find out more information there. And of course, from Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Delaware, Mary Fox was with us. The website is bbbsde.org. And from Boys and Girls Club of Delaware, Heather Pletcher, for their website, bgclubs.org. And once again, y'all, thanks for coming in today.
Thank you for having us.
I'm Laura Lewis. This has been Focus on the Delaware Valley.